famous Virgin Radio Studios.
Check it.
Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show.
The Chris Fade Show.
It sounds like this.
Yeah, cause girls is players too.
Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4. The golden microphone.
Fade away.
Is on.
Yes, good morning. What's going on? Big Rossi, Pretty Malik here. Chris Fade still off.
He'll be back tomorrow, I think.
He says he'll be back tomorrow. Yeah. We got the text message yesterday saying, I need one more day off.
Fair enough. I'm telling you, I've had this thing before, this cold. It's not like a regular cold. It literally knocks you out.
Yeah.
Like, you can't function.
So he's just been staying in for the last couple of days, trying to recover. So hopefully Chris Fade back tomorrow. How was the last 24 hours for you?
Please, it's not about me. Are you okay?
Am I okay? You know what I should have done yesterday? I should have just gone home and slept. You know what I did?
What?
I went to watch The Little Mermaid.
What is wrong with you? I'm actually angry.
Sorry.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. Liz bought me a ticket.
You nearly had a panic attack throughout the whole show.
Yeah.
We all tried to make sure you didn't pass out. The one thing I said to you as you walked out the door, get some rest, bud. We got to be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you didn't get any rest.
Not really. But The Little Mermaid was great.
I'm so disappointed.
Have you not seen it yet?
No.
It's good.
Don't try to change the subject.
Halle Berry, fantastic Little Mermaid in it. It's great.
Halle Bailey.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's it. But that was good. So that's what I did last night. Liz is leaving me.
What do you mean? Where is she going?
She's going to the UK.
When?
Today.
What?
So
there's so much happening in the last 24 hours. I'm so confused.
So I am looking after the kids for a week on my own. Can't wait for that. And yeah,
okay,
we're
going to discuss what's happening in Rossi's household at some point in the show.
We'll do that later.
Because
on,
there's just so much information here and I have so many questions.
Okay.
As I'm sure many people listening have questions
100%,
as well.
Yeah.
I'm so lost.
Cheer me up though. Give me a call right now. We want to get you on the radio. Tell us what you're doing up and about at this time. Give us a call. 04-871-5544. Where are you going? What are you doing?
Why are you up? You get the good luck, as Chris says. You get the good luck for the day if you are our first caller.
Good morning! The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Wake me up before you leave.
Get it!
We like to get you on and you basically get some good luck and you be the first caller of the morning.
Yep.
That's what we do every single day here. We've got Tanya on. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. What does it say here? You're driving... Driving your brother to the airport.
I am driving my sleeping brother to the airport, who is off for his higher studies in Canada.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, so he's going to study in Canada. How old is he?
He is 19 right now, and he's going to go to Trent University.
Okay, what is he going to study?
He is doing a double major in economics and psychology.
Smarty pants.
Oh, wow. Don't even know what that is. Look, he's going to have lots of fun. Has he been there before or is this the first time he's going?
It's for his second sem, but apparently my family's not gotten used to it, so it was like a teary farewell.
No, that's okay. Every time I've been here for 15 years and I promise you every single time I go to the airport and I say goodbye to my parents, it's like a cry fest. Yeah.
Exactly. So I just got done with that, got into the cab and decided to call Virgin Radio.
Aw, thanks for doing that. Well, I hope from this point on, I know you're going to miss your brother, but I hope from this point on it's a better day.
I hope so too. Thank you. I really appreciate this.
All right, Tanya. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. We have got Alejandro. Hi, good morning, Alejandro.
Oh my God. Hello, good morning.
What's happening?
No, nothing, just very excited.
What are you excited
about?
Very
excited. I'm on radio.
You are on the radio.
I'm on the show? This is amazing.
Yes, where are you going this morning?
Right now I'm in Fajera going to my school for a field trip to the Museum of the Future.
Which
leaves at 6:30.
Are you one of the teachers, are you?
No, I'm one of the students.
What? With a voice like that? You sound like a principal. It's amazing.
I don't know whether to be complimented or insulted, so I'll take both.
Complimented, mate.
So you live in Fajera, and it's like a whole school trip. So the whole, like, everyone's on the bus right now together going?
No, I'm in the car with my dad on the way to school.
Wow.
Hi,
good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Congrats, Big Rosie.
Oh, thank you so much.
For the Everton.
Thank you.
Achievement.
Oh, it was so much relief yesterday. So much relief. But thank you so much. Your son is very eloquent.
Yeah. He
speaks well, doesn't he?
Oh, you're so cute. I love this. So, are you excited about the school trip? School trips were the best days.
No, it's nice. It's nice. The only thing is that he made me wake up a little bit early. But
no.
No problems.
It's a long drive. Make sure when you drop him off, you get a photo outside that nice hand of the Museum of the Future.
No, he's going to school. He's dropping him off at school.
At school, and then they're going to make their way down there. Yeah. We're going to have lots of fun. Well, thank you so much for being on the show this morning, all right?
Thank you.
Oh, love it. Oh, that's what we
so
love.
Oh, cool.
Love that. Everyone up and about.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
All the e-news first.
Gossip and entertainment.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Give us the gossip, Pretty.
Well, this is kind of cute. You know how Blue Ivy, we were talking about this yesterday, she jumped on stage with Mom Beyonce at the Paris show.
Mm.
She became one of the dancers. She did the same thing again in London. And usually the family, Beyonce on Instagram, keeps it very business, like just post photos for updates for concerts and things like that. But she got a bit personal on Instagram and actually praised her daughter. She put up some photos and videos of Blue Ivy on stage with her and said, "My beautiful firstborn, I'm so proud and thankful to be your mama. You bring us so much joy, my sweet angel," which is quite sweet.
Oh, very. That's
they
nice.
Rarely do stuff like that, so that's pretty cool to see. So if you've been waiting for the second season of The Last of Us, unfortunately, you will have to wait a bit longer. It looks like a combination of big budget shows, loads on their plate, the writer's strike means that HBO says it will not be out until 2025.
Oh, it's a long wait if you're a fan.
This is the thing with streaming shows. Like, don't get me wrong, I love streaming. I love being able to binge an entire season in like a weekend.
Right.
But the wait for the next season is killer. Like, I forget everything that happens in the show.
Maybe you need to sort of, you know, measure it out and just do one episode a week.
It's too hard. You can't. But even then, like, a lot of the shows take another year before the next season comes out.
Exactly.
It's too long, guys. It's too long.
Faster,
figure it out.
Please.
Please. And finally, this is a crazy, crazy story. So Benedict Cumberbatch's home was broken into a man wielding a knife who said he wanted to destroy his property. He's a 35-year-old chef named Jack Bissell. He kicked his way through the front gate of Benedict's North London property. He was shouting at Benedict. His wife and three kids were home as well at the time of the incident. He was saying things like, "I know you moved here. I'm going to burn your house down." Like, it was crazy.
Weird.
He fled the scene before things could escalate. But because he used the intercom, police tracked him down through the DNA and found him, and he appeared in court, and he was slapped with a fine and a 3-year restraining order from the Cumberbatch family. Now, here's the weird thing. So this guy formerly worked at a hotel in Mayfair in London. We don't know what the connection is between the two. Clearly, either the man thinks he knows Benedict or something has happened in the past between the two. Because who does something like that?
Very weird, yeah.
It's so
strange.
Saying
random things as well. But like, I mean, obviously, because, you know, the Beatles, like, I always refer to the Beatles, but George Harrison had someone come into his house and attack him with a knife as well.
Crazy.
But the man wasn't mentally correct.
Right, he maybe thought he knew him, but he didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the case. They didn't release any more details, but I'm glad, you know, Benedict and his family are doing okay.
Yeah, well, there you go. Hit us with your tag, Pretty Malik.
Peace out, home fry.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
The Chris Fade Show without Chris this morning. He's not well. He'll be back tomorrow, hopefully.
Yes, hopefully. Now, you wanted to replay this moment where you guys embarrassed yourselves?
Yeah, well, we were speaking to Dua Lipa on the phone. First of all, Chris was very intimidated by her. But then he was so nervous that he decided at the end to force me to sing opera down the phone.
Opera?
Yeah, to Dua Lipa. It was embarrassing, but this is the time we spoke to Dua Lipa on Virgin.
Dua, you're amazing. I don't get intimidated much, but your voice intimidates me. I just want to let you know. I don't know. I'm just, you know, I've been doing this for a while right now, but I'm on the phone to you and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm intimidated.
Why are you intimidated?
I don't know.
I love her voice.
No, I love it. No, it's not that I don't like it, Rossi. I love it, but it's, I'm just...
If Dua Lipa said to me, come with me, Rossi, I'm going to lead you to a certain death, I'd follow her.
Same, yeah, true, true. It's very true. Do you get that? Do you get that often? Are you intimidating? Do people tell you that, or is it just me right now?
No, I'm not. I don't think so. People haven't told me that I'm intimidating.
Okay,
but maybe that's definitely a misconception.
You know, it's a good thing. It's just because I don't know. You're Dua Lipa, and I think that's super cool, man. That is so. I'm honestly amazing on what you're doing.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to the UAE? What do you want to say to the fans here?
I just want to say thank you so much for your support and for having me back again.
Rossi and I, we're two of us. We're in a band called Duvet. We're really bad, but we just want to sing opera to you. But we're really bad.
Okay,
she's down, Ross. Don't be nervous. What? Here we go. Ready?
Chris.
Which one? This is a song that we're making up on the spot for you. Do Lipa, thank you for coming to us.
Sorry about that.
That's what we got. What do you think?
Sorry, dear.
Honestly, gorgeous.
Thank you so much. Dua Lipa,
you're amazing. We love you.
Oh my gosh, how embarrassing. How embarrassing.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4. It's Big Rossi's
Big Pub Quiz.
Every single Tuesday night, I host a pub quiz. It's at City Max Hotel in Business Bay. Brew House, it's called, if you ever want to come, by the way. And the reason you should come is because I reuse these questions that we do on the show, and I do them later on. So I basically give away five answers.
So it's like, is that 5 points?
Yeah.
So you get an extra 5 points.
Now, usually Chris plays against Pretty.
Yes.
But Chris is off sick, so we need somebody to stand in for Chris Fade, and that somebody is... Lala. Good morning, Lala. How are you?
Good morning, Big Rossi. I'm fine. How about you?
Very good. Now, have you ever done a pub quiz before?
No, but I keep on listening on your pub quiz every Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's see if this is going to work. Now, this is the first time, Lala, we are trying to do something like this. Usually, we're supposed to write down our answers, and at the end of it all, Rossi will tally it up. But how are we going to do it this time, Rossi?
I'll read out the question. You give me your answer, okay?
Okay, got it.
Highest score wins. Let me get a pen.
Got it.
Right, so I'll go to you first to get the answer, okay? Are you ready, Lala?
Okay, Pretty. You're so good in this. My God.
By the way, just so you know, you win absolutely nothing, okay?
You're playing for honor.
Yeah, I know.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Which of the following are astronauts not allowed to eat before going into space? Is it beans, bananas, or drink Coca-Cola? Which one? Which of the following are astronauts not allowed to eat before going into space? Is it beans, bananas, or drinking Coca-Cola? Lala, which one do you think?
Drinking Coke.
Do you want my answer?
Well, yeah. What's yours, Pretty?
I said beans.
Beans is correct. I'm sorry, Lala. I don't know why, though. Why do you think that, Pretty?
Just, you know, after effects, possibly.
So 1-0 to Pretty Malik. Okay.
I'm sorry, Lala.
Pretty!
I'm sorry.
Question number two. How many hearts does an octopus have?
Are you kidding me?
How many hearts?
What is this question?
What? How many hearts does an octopus have?
Clearly more than one, right, Lala? It has to be more than one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your answer, Lala? How many hearts does an octopus have?
Three.
Are you Googling?
Would you let me give my answer first?
What's yours, Pretty?
Well, now I'm going to change it to three. I wrote two.
Well done, Lala. You got one back. That's 1-1. Okay. Next question. Question number three. What is the currency in Turkey? What's the currency in Turkey?
I should know this. I've been there several times.
Currency in Turkey.
Yeah, what's the currency?
Oh, yeah. My gosh, why don't I know this? Oh, I got it.
Pretty says she's got it. Lala, any idea?
No multiple choice. You're bluffing me, guys.
Okay, I'll give you a multiple choice. Is it the euro? Is it the lira? Or is it the shilling? Is it the euro, lira, or shilling? Which one?
Lala.
Go on.
The lira.
Lira, you said?
Yes.
And that's my answer as well, the Turkish lira.
Congratulations, 1-1. Again, well done. All right, final.
So we're tied, huh? 2-2?
Yeah,
2-2,
sorry, yeah. Okay, so, another question. What is cut, this is like a riddle, what is cut on a table but is never eaten? What is cut on a table but never
Why
eaten?
Why do you do these silly ones?
This is like a riddle. What is cut on a table but never eaten? Any idea? It's cut on a table, but it's never eaten. Any idea?
Is there an easier one?
No.
Lala, let's work together. Lala, let's work together. What's cut on a table but never eaten?
Yeah, cut on a table but never eaten. It's like a riddle question.
Cut on a table that never been eaten.
Yeah. I don't know, Lala. This is not fun.
Big Rossi, another multiple choice.
No, I'll give you the answer. The answer is a deck of cards.
Oh.
Right. A deck of cards is the answer. Okay, final question.
Yes.
Person who gets this one right wins, okay?
Okay.
Question number five. What villain features in the 2022 movie The Batman? What villain, what bad guy features in the 2022 movie The Batman? You know, the one with Robert Pattinson.
Pattinson.
What? Who do you think it is? Okay, we're going to go to Pretty Malik first.
I wrote the Joker.
Okay, the Joker. What's your answer, Lala?
A Joker as well.
Joker is incorrect.
Oh, no. Who was it?
It's the Riddler.
Oh, I should have said that.
We'll call it a draw this morning, all right? We'll call it a draw. Lala, you were fantastic. Well done.
Oh, my God.
Lala wants the win. She doesn't want the draw.
All right, do you want to do a tiebreaker? I'll do a tiebreaker.
Okay, go.
Nearest to the number wins.
Okay.
In height, in meters, how big is the Dubai frame in meters?
Do you know the answer?
Yeah, I know the answer. Okay, this is a tiebreak question. Nearest to the number wins, in meters, how tall is the Dubai frame? Okay, we're going to go to you, Lala, first. In meters, how tall is the Dubai frame?
How big is the...
She's Googling.
How many meters?
Like 83.
Okay, 83. What are you saying, Pretty?
I'm going to go 250.
Oh, man, I've got to do my maths. That's incorrect because it's 150 meters, which means Lala is nearest. So she wins it. Yay! Well done, Lala.
Yay, Lala.
You beat Pretty Malik.
Well done.
Yes, I beat Pretty Malik.
How do you feel? This is a big moment for you. How do you feel right now? How do you feel?
Guys, I'm so nervous and excited and be very, very fun of it.
Well
Thank
done.
You, very much,
you are the pub quiz champion, Lala. Have a great day.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Come on!
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pub quiz.
Pop and do your thing.
Is on.
Powered by Ragbank.
Okay, hopefully we get a winner this morning. We got Smither, is it, or Smither? Sorry.
Smither?
Hey!
Is it Smither?
It's Smitha.
Sorry about that. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm feeling good. I'm caffeinated. I've got good energy, good vibes this morning. I'm feeling it, Rosie. I'm feeling it.
Okay, that's good. Now, Smitha, one very important question. Are you on a loudspeaker?
I am not on the loudspeaker.
Okay,
it
that
sounded
sounds better.
Like
it
you.
Sounds better now.
You wanted the
okay,
kids.
I'm in my car. Should I get out of my car? Is that better?
Not really. No,
we just like to make sure that you're loud and clear so that we can hear your answers. We don't want to miss any opportunity to give you cash. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah.
And when Chris comes back, you know, tomorrow, I'm going to get him to start using this. When someone's on a speakerphone or a loudspeaker, we're going to do this.
Oh, that's annoying.
Take me off. Our speakerphone.
We're just going to embarrass people so they eventually stop doing it.
Okay, great.
That's a good
idea. But Smitha says she's not on it, so we don't need that right now, Smitha.
I am not on it.
Okay, good.
What do you do for work, Smitha?
I am a mom, and I'm on the school run right now.
She's... Rossi, we have to do it.
Okay.
She's on the school run! That's amazing. That is the hardest job in the world. Jeez, how many kids do you have?
I have 2 kids. Can I give them a little shout out?
Of course.
Oh, Ishan and Akash, they go to Horizon English School.
Such cinematic Bollywood names, Ishan and Akash. They should be in the next version of Mohabbate.
Oh, definitely. I'm counting on it, and then that can go towards my early retirement. That's
my I have no idea what you two are talking about, but it sounds fantastic.
That's okay. Basically, she wants her sons to be Bollywood stars so she doesn't have to do anything for the rest of her life. I like that.
Is that the dream?
There you go. That's the plan.
That's the plan. I like it.
Good.
Do you think they have the acting chops? How old are they?
11 and 7, and my older one definitely has the acting job.
Oh, 7-11!
Rossi trying to get in on this conversation.
Sorry.
So you think the older one has, like, the skills to be an actor?
Definitely. Oh, definitely. He was, born to be a Bollywood star.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. Does he dance?
He actually acts. He's in the school play, too. So I think he has a bright future.
Oh my gosh, we could be talking to Salman, the future Salman Khan's mom here.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Who knows? Who knows? Okay, so that means maybe this 10,000 dirhams, if you win it, can go towards the acting schools and the dance classes and all of that, okay?
Oh, it's definitely going towards my holiday.
Okay, never mind then. Never mind.
Why not? Exactly.
Okay, Smitha, let's get to it. 10 questions in front of me. Each one is worth 100 dirhams. If you get all 10 right, boom, that vacation is yours. 10,000 dirhams is yours. Otherwise, if you don't know an answer, just say pass, okay? Let's see what we get.
Thank you. Got it.
All right, good luck, Smitha.
Best of luck.
Your 60 seconds on the clock starts now. The Fantastic Four are a superhero team from which comic book publisher?
Marvel.
What is the capital of Spain?
Madrid.
What kind of sportsman is Joe Joyce?
Basketball player.
Who produced the songs Happier and Silence?
Pass.
What singer released the albums Plus and Divide?
Ed Sheeran.
What tech company originally started life out as a grocery store in Korea?
Pass.
Who is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom?
Pass.
Who sings the songs Crazy?
Rishi Sunak.
Who sings the songs Crazy in Love and Halo?
Beyonce.
What emirate is the destination West Beach in?
Dubai.
What Sam Smith and Adele were born in which country?
UK.
What kind of sportsman is Joe Joyce?
Football player.
Who produced the songs Happier and Silent?
Time's up.
You did so well. You did so well. Okay, you got... Is it seven?
Oh, sorry, 700
dirhams. 700 dirhams.
That's awesome.
That's, yeah, you were awesome.
Like,
you were
towards
so
the
good.
End, you really got them all right down the bottom there. You did really well, so well done.
700 dirhams goes towards the vacation fund. Do you know where you're going yet?
Oh, I don't. Probably South Africa.
Okay, amazing. So that will definitely go towards the fund. What did you get wrong? What stopped you from the 10K? Joe Joyce is a boxer. I didn't even know the answer to that one. Marshmello produced Happier and Silence. And Samsung is the tech company. I didn't know this. That originally started life out as a grocery store in Korea.
Interesting. I didn't know that. That's good to know.
There you go. Fact of the day.
You were so amazing to speak to, Smitha. Say hello to Ishan and Akash. And when you are a Bollywood superstar mom, please call us back.
I will. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate the opportunity. This is so much fun. Aww. And my kids were really after me to do this. So this is great.
Love thank it. You. Have a great day at school there as well.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4. Always first, always juicy.
Give you the juicy bits, the gossip.
All the rumors are true, yeah.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
She's the best in the business at the gossip. She started doing her gossip on TikTok now. I enjoy it. Well, you've been doing it for a while, but...
Yeah.
They're great.
I got... we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Okay.
Give us the gossip.
Okay, fans have been doing their research, and they believe that Ariana Grande will be dropping a new album on either November 4th or June 15th. Let me explain. So they noticed that Ariana archived over 4,000 of her Instagram posts, and the theories are coming in. So she archived 4,000 of them. She's left with 114 posts on her Instagram. So everyone thinks that's an intentional number. So either it means November 4th, 11/4, because In the States, we do month first, right? Or if you do a lot of adding between it all, it comes out to June 15th. So this is what fans believe.
Oh my gosh, this is too much.
I know, the it's way too much.
Arianators or whatever they're called.
Arianator? I don't know.
We're delving into it too much, I think.
But who knows? Maybe when June 15th or November 4th comes and an album drops, it'll be like, see, I told you.
And she's great at music.
She is. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to her movie as well, Wicked, which is going to be cool. Okay, The Weeknd cannot catch a break. So he was on the red carpet for the premiere of his new HBO show, The Idol, which, by the way, has gotten probably the worst reviews ever. Mm. Everyone says it's like a self-indulgent journey of The Weeknd. Right. There's a video of him on the red carpet, and he did the like superstar thing where he just looks like he's really into himself. Like he's giving all the angles for the fans.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like the biting of the lip, the pointing.
No.
Like he's
Blue
really
steel.
Like super cheesy, and everyone is hammering him on social media. Like, The Weeknd, what are you doing? Abel, do you think like they just went at him? I think he's just having fun.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to see me and Chris try and recreate those poses.
It would not be as good. I don't think so.
Okay.
All right. Let's not
What's
try.
Next?
Okay. And finally, the football and music world could be crossing paths for a very, very hot super couple.
Ooh.
Megan Thee Stallion and Romelu Lukaku were spotted together.
Look at you, pretty. You know how to pronounce his name. I love that.
Yeah. And they were at his teammate's wedding together. I don't know if they went together, but they were spotted together at the wedding. And she went to an Inter Milan match recently as well. So everyone are trying to like piece the puzzle together. Now, they both are managed by Jay-Z's Roc Nation. So they may have met before in business meetings or Roc Nation parties or whatever it is. But they're both recently single. He just got out of a 5-year relationship. She got out of a 2-year relationship. So everyone's like, oh, this could be a really hot couple.
This is what's going to happen. Romelu Lukaku is going to come back to Everton.
What, was he an Everton player?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we're going to see Megan Thee Stallion at Goodison Park.
Walking around Liverpool.
Yeah, I can imagine it now. Love that. Well, all the best to them. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.
104.4.
So, I said I'm going to replay this prank call. I love this. My father-in-law, Liz's dad, he's called Peter.
Yeah.
And he came on holiday to the Lupita Hotel with us, and we went and stayed there.
Yes, yeah, I remember this, yeah.
And he really took a fascination to these small, like, lemonade bottles, you know, like the old school bottles.
Yeah.
They were put in our room, given to us when we arrived. He really liked them and wanted to take them home.
Oh, bless him.
So he put two in his suitcase, okay? So I found this out, and I thought, I've got to prank him here. So this is a call of me first calling my nanny. She answered the phone, and then she passes it on to Liz's dad.
Okay.
And I'm calling as the security who's found out he's been stealing the lemonade bottles.
And now he's in trouble.
Oh, yes, and now he's in trouble. Have a listen to this.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
My name is Derek. I'm calling from Lupita Hotels.
Yeah?
Would it be possible to speak to Peter?
You want to speak to Peter?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hello, this is Mr. Ross?
Yeah, no, this is Peter Ashley. I went with Mr. Ross on the weekend.
Ah, okay. This is security from Lupita Hotel?
Oh, yes.
We have some situation with Mr. Ross. He have a bottle from buffet.
The bottle from the buffet, yes.
We're missing 4 bottles.
Oh, 4 bottles. The miniature bottles, the grapefruit.
Yes.
Yes, I took those, the grapefruit. I had them for a cold drink.
Okay.
And they're empty now. Do you want them back?
You took them from the hotel?
Well, I didn't. I had the drink from them.
These are not allowed to leave the hotel.
Oh, I see. Do you want me to bring them back?
No, we will have security, I think, at the airport to collect from you.
Yes. Would you like to bring them back?
You're flying?
Tonight.
Okay, we will send somebody to meet you there.
Oh, for the bottles?
Yes, and the police will be there with us.
Okay, then. All right. We have the bottles back.
Can I ask why you take?
Well, because I have a very... Because I like a thirst. I have a very strong thirst. And I have a medical sort of problem, too.
But this is stealing.
Well, I thought it was just basically just a drink that I could sort of take out and just enjoy.
No?
I didn't realise.
You think it's okay to steal in this country?
Oh, no. I don't think it is. No.
How would you like it if I come to your house and I steal?
Oh, well, I wouldn't like it. I don't think I've done the same. You know?
This is not acceptable.
Oh, no, it's not. I am sorry.
It's okay, Peter. Don't worry. It's only your son-in-law, Rossi. How are you?
Oh, God. Well, you're bugging you. You bloody wound me up there, didn't you? Bloody hell. I'm sweating cobs here. Oh, Ross. Shouldn't have done that.
Oh, I'm really joking. I'm sorry, mate.
Oh, bloody hell. Bloody, I'm sweating cobs here. Bloody hell. I thought I was bloody getting into prison there.
Oh, my gosh. And that's the prank call. poor Peter. I feel so bad after that.
Is the relationship between you two okay after that?
It is. It is, yeah. It is. The Chris Fade Show. Virgin Radio. 104.4. I've told you all that Liz is leaving me.
Can you just explain what's going on? Because obviously Liz, your wife, is not leaving you.
She is leaving me today at 11 o'clock. She is going back to the UK.
Okay, so she's just going away for a few days.
Yeah, the man you heard before on that prank call, if you were listening, that's her dad, right?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he's not very well at the moment. So Liz is going back to just, you know, look
Spend
after him.
Spend some time.
Yeah, you know, right. Support him and stuff like that. So
yeah.
It's daddy daycare with two kids. She's taking the baby with her. It's just me and the girls. We're going to be hanging out.
I have to brace myself for this. How many days?
A week.
I feel like this needed to be a larger family discussion. Like, we should have been involved in this discussion.
Why? Because it affects you?
Yes.
Why?
This you please, Rossi, you know this is going to affect what's happening in this studio.
I'm going to moan, am I?
Well, I mean, that's normal. But you're going to be... Now, listen...
Yes.
Do not try to overcompensate.
Okay.
I think we need to give Rossi some advice here. Like what you need to be doing with your kids.
Yeah, like stuff that's easy that involves me, you know, just sitting on the couch really. Not
okay.
going out.
So Rossi and I, this is behind the scenes. We'll always have this conversation where Rossi does like, he's so amazing with his kids. Like honestly, he doesn't post a lot of it on social, but he's phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
He does so many things with his girls, with the whole family. You're always planning things, but you're always tired. So we're always telling you behind the scenes, you need to take more time for yourself and just chill at home and sit at home. Maybe this is the opportunity.
And Chris is always saying, you know, like when he was young, his day out was going to the hardware store.
Like, oh my gosh.
The DIY shop.
Going to the grocery store was the activity of the day. It's just because my parents needed to run errands. You know what I mean?
Whereas my kids are going to all these fancy places.
Exactly.
They're so Dubai-ified. It's unbelievable.
They are pretty Dubai-ified. But maybe some advice for Rossi. He's going to be alone with the girls. What should he be doing? Sitting at home, going somewhere. Maybe there's something that he can do where the girls will have fun and you can chill. 0487155444. Rossi's going to be doing daddy daycare business for the next week.
For a week. Maybe we could do like a movie marathon of like a certain movie or something like that.
Yes, Harry Potter. Can they watch Harry Potter?
Is it a bit? They're six and seven.
Well, the first few are okay. As you get into the other
Voldemort
ones,
with
it
his
gets
nose.
A bit scary. Yeah.
Yeah, that I don't want that happening because they'll be scared in bed and waking up having nightmares.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Oh,
I don't know. Alvin and the Chipmunks. They have a lot of movies, don't they?
They look. That's slightly annoying, though. The high pitchedness is
Disney
just
movies. Just Disney movies.
Disney marathon.
Just The Little Mermaid. The Lion. Oh, The Lion King is devastating. The Lion King. Just like pull them all out. Frozen 1, 2, 3, 75. Like just pull them out.
That is a good idea.
What should Rossi do? Advice for Rossi with the kids. 0487155444. Although I feel he does too much already. But maybe you can give advice because I'm not a parent. So you can give advice.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio
104.4.
So Liz, your wife, is going back to the UK for about a week. So it's just going to be you and the girls. She's taking Alfie with her.
Yeah.
And you're looking for ideas. Now, I already think you do far too much.
Thank you.
But now you need more ideas to do more things with your beautiful girls. So we need some advice. 0487155544. Natalie has some ideas for you.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Bigrossi. How are you?
I'm nervous, but good, yeah. I'm good. I've got to actually do some work for once. What's your idea for me?
I think I'm with my daughter in the car, and she loves it when we bake together at home. So making cookies or cupcakes.
Okay.
Or any kind of baking.
That's a great idea. Baking. Do you do that?
No, I have no idea.
But that's so fun. Like, you find an easy, it's just box cake. Like, literally just get box cake and make it together.
Box cake, or you can make it from scratch. Either or, both work.
I actually have made Rice Krispie cakes before.
Yeah, that's so fun. Waste time, and then they're just waiting for the oven to get done. Pick a recipe that you have to keep in the oven for an hour. You've got sorted.
Sit there and watch the cake be baked. That's a good idea. Well, I'll put that one down. Natalie, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And say hello to your daughter for me as well.
I will.
Rita is also saying baking things, right? Rita, have you got any recipes for me? What to bake? Rita.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You're live on the radio right now. You're telling me to bake things as well. Any good recommendations for recipes?
Oh, yeah, the blueberry cupcakes.
Blueberry cupcakes.
Blueberry cupcakes.
Yeah. Also found in a boxed version. So you can do that.
That's a
Your
good
girls one. Are so lucky to have like a father like you. I've never had.
Oh, Rita.
You didn't. From a young age, you didn't have a dad?
No, I never had a daughter also. So your girls are so lucky to have you.
Aww.
I can say.
I know, you have to think that sometimes, don't you? You know, you have to be thankful for having amazing kids and family and stuff like that.
Your girls are amazing.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They can be naughty sometimes. But
they're kids.
Yes.
Well, listen, Rita, thanks so much. Blueberry muffins, I'm going to put that down. I'll probably eat them all as well. There we go. Right, okay. I've got a few ideas. Some good text messages coming in. Do a Disney marathon.
Yeah.
Liz has texted me saying we can't do Harry Potter yet because we need to read the books first.
Hey, mate, that's amazing, Rossi. Amazing. Get them a thick book and say it's reading time. Then you can just sleep.
Yeah. I could do that, yeah.
Yes, I'm serious.
Okay, yeah, I've got Duncan Ferguson's autobiography.
No.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
We have Nala in the studio because Nala's sister has been scammed. Now we need some sneaky music.
This is not a happy story.
This is not.
It's not even close
this
to
is a
happy.
Sneaky song. So tell us about the scammage.
So my sister the other day got an SMS from Emirates Post.
Oh, this is how I got trapped too.
Yeah. So she knows about it. But you know, sometimes when you're just not thinking, and she had already ordered two things and was waiting on Emirates Post's message.
Yeah.
So she just got it as a notification. Didn't even check like the numbers or anything.
Nothing, yeah.
So she just put it in and everything. And then she got scammed twice. So then she called... cut her
okay
card
so
out.
She put her card into the
yeah,
system
so they just tell her for delivery fees of both your items. I don't know how they knew she ordered two things.
Yeah,
Nala.
And how much was she scammed out of?
It was both times were 6k, so a total of
what?
12k. yes,
12,000 dirhams.
Oh yep. My gosh. Is this is your younger sister?
My older sister.
Older sister. Oh my gosh.
So what's happening now? What's the process?
So we called the bank. We went to the police because that's the first time that ever happened to us. And then the bank was just like, as long as you cut the card up. And then we filed a complaint that this is not us. Like, I didn't do this transaction. Like, it wasn't me and stuff like that. like it's a scam.
Yeah.
So now they have to take it to investigation.
Yes.
And then from investigation, it's a process.
So this has been going around. I don't know if you've gotten these messages or not.
Yeah.
I got so many messages. So remember a few...
Emirates Post would never do that, though.
No,
you know?
Never, ever.
So just don't be aware. Be aware of that.
A few months ago, do you remember it happened to me through email?
Yeah.
Because I was waiting on a package.
Exactly the same
and
thing.
At the time, they had this rule where if it's from outside of the UAE, you have to pay a certain amount. So I was like, oh, this is it. I have to pay the
thing. Exactly the same.
And I got scammed out of thousands as well. It goes through. It takes about 6 weeks, though. It takes a really long time for you to get your money back. But it's
who pays you back? The bank?
Yeah, the bank will put the money back onto your card because they realize that
if you have a credit card.
A credit card, your account, whatever it is, because they realize it's fraudulent activity.
Yeah.
But this is happening more and more often, and you have to be careful because they're getting really good. Because how do they know?
I'm sorry, Nala.
The fact that they said you have... So let's say you're on your phone and you just got the notification of an SMS. She didn't even check the number. She said your package, like for both items, like
they know.
She ordered two things and was waiting for them.
Rossi, you please...
I've never been scammed like that.
You guys
think I'm not the brightest on this show. I know that. But I have never been scammed.
Because you don't order stuff as much as
I
do.
I order stuff all the time. I can tell straight away by looking at it that it's dodgy.
Okay. Are Nala and I the only ones who have been scammed? 0487155544. I'm telling you, they're getting so good at doing it. And it always comes at a time when you're waiting for a package. So you think, oh, this is mine. 0487155544. Have you been scammed? We'll take your calls next.
We'll do it after a bit of Enrique. I haven't heard this one for absolutely ages with Ludacris. And tonight on Virgin Radio 104.4. Have you been scammed? We'll get you on the show next. I'm sure there's a few people. Nadia, is it?
Correct. Nadia, how are you?
Nadia, mate. How are you doing? You've been scammed, have you?
Yep, that was over 2 years ago when my son was born. And, you know, at first child, you're sleep deprived of over around 2 a.m. We're expecting gifts from family and friends outside of Dubai. And I got this SMS and I was like, oh, cool, 25 dirhams. And it was around 2 a.m. And I, put all my details. And the landing page of Emirates Post was a fake one. It's exactly the same as Emirates Post, the full logo.
Yep.
Yeah.
The colors, the branding, the brand guidelines, everything is exactly the same. So I put my details on. It was my debit card, actually. And boom, $2,300, actually. I just remember.
Wow.
So I immediately called the bank. They put a hold on my card. And they refunded the amount. And they told me that it will take 6 months to investigate. And if it's true, we'll just... I mean, the money is there. Because, you know, every bank has a reinsurance.
Right.
Fund. Exactly.
So you got it back. Wow.
See, that's what I'm saying, Rossi. Like, they're so good at at getting you. Like, they're just getting better and better at scamming. It's scary.
I don't want to, like, jinx myself, but I've never... I can see it straight away.
Karma,
just like,
do not put these types of things out to
Let's
the universe.
Let's say one time you're tired, whatever it is, you just didn't take that extra second to focus, it will happen.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. I hope I don't never get scammed.
Yeah.
Sarah, good morning.
Yes, hi, good morning.
Tell us, did you get scammed?
Yes, it's not really, actually. I was just casually browsing my Insta, and then a sponsored ad appeared in my Insta.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an offer on an amusement park for, like, if you go in, you get the two tickets for, like, 15 dirhams.
Right.
I was like, okay, right, it's a good deal. So I went and tried to put on my details. Luckily, my card is actually showing an OTP request. So when I received the OTP request, the amount is one is €1, almost 600 dirhams, and one is sterling pound for 525 something.
So you knew immediately at that point, like, okay, this is a scam. This is not what I need to be doing.
Yeah.
Good catch there.
So I called the bank immediately. They told me they will not be able to process this transaction, but I still requested the bank to cancel my card just to be sure, because the CVC number is there already. They know already all my details. So I said, okay, I have to cancel the card now.
Well, you caught them. You caught them, yeah. That's unbelievable. But that was a clever way to... That would probably get me, actually. You know, getting some cheap tickets.
Yeah, because you don't think twice, right? You're just like, oh,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sonia's got some tips on how not to get scammed, right?
Yes, yes. Hi, hello.
Good morning.
Morning. I actually, it's actually funny because just last week I got an SMS from AD Police with an OTP number.
Yes.
And yeah, and at the same time, I got phone calls from a U.S. number, like a +171, like it was a number from the Bronx, New York, calling.
Sorry about that.
But Jenny from luckily, the block.
Sorry.
But I mean, luckily, I was in the pool, so I did not pick up my phone, and you know, obviously not give this. But the tip is basically, I don't know if you guys have noticed with all these advertising coming on SMS, they always have to put AD and then a dash and then from where it's coming. And this one looked like it's coming from AD Police because there was no dash.
Right.
But this is a, AD means for advertising.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, whenever you see AD Police, don't think it's Abu Dhabi Police.
Think it's an ad.
It's an ad. They were just so smart to not put the dash, you know, because I was like, that's so weird. And another tip I would also like to give is, like, when you get emails, like, I think, Preeti, you said you got scammed through an email, is to check the headers of the email and check who is sending you the email.
Yeah.
Like, we tend to forget it because they just put a name of the email and the name shows up and you think, oh, right. But we don't click on the name to see who is the email address actually.
And when you do click on that name, it always looks so dodgy, like the email.
It is completely, like, you know instantly. So those are amazing tips. Thank you, Sonia.
Thanks, Sonia.
And the last tip is when you're clicking on one of these websites, right? And then it pops up open. Again, go on the click on the link on the top www. Make sure if it's an authenticated one, you know, like a good one, you know, it will have like HTTPS because it's a secure one. And you could see the links and everything like that. So, you know, or hover around some of the links on the page and like right click to see where is this link going to before you actually click on it.
So basically, if anything goes wrong, find Sonia.
She's like a scam expert.
She'll be able to verify everything for you.
No, well done, Sonia. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you too. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Sonia, the scam expert.
She was so good. She knows it all.
She was on it.
She's so good. Okay.
Can you relay them to your sister, please,
Yes, I will.
And tell her never to get scammed again. I hope she gets some money back.
I hope she does. Yeah. I love you. I'm sorry.
Oh, poor thing.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
We are talking about the cricket because it happened last night, was it?
Yes, last night.
Because it got rained off the first day.
Yes, correct. So it happened last night, the IPL final between the Chennai Super Kings and the Gujarat Titans. If you were watching, if you were a fan, love to know your thoughts. 0487155444 because on the show right now, no one is a cricket expert.
No one.
I probably have a little bit more of a saving grace than you do. You are like absolutely
zero.
No
100% zero.
But what is the IPL?
I should be because Everton are... Everton.
Oh my gosh. Everton again?
No, because England, we're great at cricket. You know, one of the best.
Oh God. Anyways, last night the Chennai Super Kings won their record fifth IPL championship. This was the last ball where Ravindra Jadeja hit a four. Look at me sounding like I know what I'm saying. Hit a four, which gave them the win. Have a listen to this.
Four. Which one's this? Wait, sorry. Where is it? CSK win or MS Dhoni? Which one? CSK win.
Yep.
Jadeja! Never bet against MS Dhoni and CSK.
So that was the moment, which is pretty cool. And then the biggest thing was that MS Dhoni, everyone thought that he was going to retire after...
Because he's very old now.
Yeah, well, I mean...
He's a legend.
Yeah, he is. He's the GOAT, as they say. And they were saying that because they won the trophy, he's going to announce his retirement at the after-match interviews.
Right.
But here's what Dhoni had to say.
Okay. Sorry.
You know, if you circumstantially, if you see, this is the best time for me to announce the retirement. You know, but the amount of love and affection that I've been shown wherever I've been this year, you know, I think the easy thing for me to say would be like, thank you very much. But the tough thing for me is to work hard for another 9 months and come back and play at least one more season of IPL. But a lot depends on the body. You know, I have six, 7 months to decide. And I think, you know, the way they have shown their love and affection, I think that's something that I need to do for them.
So he's not retiring.
He's like Leonardo DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street, where he's like, I ain't leaving. He's staying around. He's a legend, isn't he? We've taken your calls, though, because we need some help. You're cricket experts. We have, how do you say your name? Ayana, is it?
It's Aina.
Aina.
Okay, Aina. Yeah. Great movie. Yeah. Yes. What are your thoughts on the cricket?
So it was a crazy one because we had to like score 10 runs in two balls, the last two balls.
10 runs in two balls? Is that a 6 and a 4 then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was actually a 6 and a 4.
Wow.
Like, I am a Gujarat Titans fan and it was CSK who won the match. It was a crazy, crazy match because in the last two overs, it was all 6s and 4s.
Yeah.
They had to score somewhere. In 20 balls, they had to make like 45.
Yeah.
And then they lost the wicket. It was amazing.
It must have been fun though, like wacky sixes and stuff like that. Do people go crazy? Do they go crazy at these matches? Like, is it like...
Rossi, have you not seen a match?
Like, I've seen on the TV, like, when I was doing my quiz last week, we had loads of CSK fans in there, and they are crazy.
It's insane. Like,
they love it.
See, like, I will happily go to any cricket match, because it is so fun, and it's absolutely insane. Like, the energy is crazy.
Do they cheer, like, a goal when someone hits a six or something?
Yeah, it's like music going off, people are dancing, partying, right, Aina?
Yeah, I'll tell you one fun fact about the match. The match was in Ahmedabad. It's Gujarat.
Yeah.
And the team were playing were Gujarat Titans and CSK. And all the people in the stadium were wearing CSK jersey.
I mean, it's Dhoni at the end of the day. So, you know who everyone's going to support.
I think Aina wants to be our cricket expert.
She's loving it. She should be.
DG is also a bit of an expert when it comes to cricket. Hi, DG.
Hi, I just want to say one thing to all CSK fans.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh. You know what? CSK shouldn't even be in the IPL, by the way. They've broken so many laws of the game, like so many.
Oh my gosh. You're getting very controversial now. There must be some CSK fans somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Because Dhoni had a couple of shares in one of the sponsors 2 years ago. And he, like, this team broke the laws. They shouldn't be in the IPL. I don't know why they're still in there.
So basically what you're saying is it's like the Man City of the IPL. Then.
Is that
exactly.
Bad?
That's the best way to put it, Rossi. Absolutely. Right.
See, I know what I'm talking about. Look at this.
He somehow always relates it back to football.
Exactly. Well, listen, thanks so much for your call, DG.
Thank you. Cheers. Have a good one.
Cheers, cheers. I think he's upset a lot of CSK fans there.
Probably.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio
104.4.
We are talking about the craziest thing you've seen on a flight after a passenger opened up the door on a flight in Korea. Video is on the Chris Fade Show if you want to go and check it out.
Crazy, but crazy, crazy.
Crazy things you've seen on a flight. Let's go to Noor. Good morning, Noor.
Good morning, all. How's everything going?
Good, good. We're looking for craziest things you've seen on flights. What is it?
So let me make this quick. So around 2018, if I'm not wrong, I was heading to Georgia from Sharjah, and I met with Chris Faith in the terminal.
Okay.
And, you know, everything is good, saying hi, all good. And then we end up going to the same flight. We're going to the, we're sitting beside each other, like not exactly beside each other, but he's exactly next to me.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we get that family of around 15 people. The flight was empty. It was just me, Chris and his friend, and then around 15 of the same family.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, they full on went catering on the flight. Like, we got aluminium plates out.
What?
Like, they're literally sending food across Chris's head, because Chris was in the middle. And they were just all on, and the air hostess was confused. Chris was giving me side eyes of what is happening, but he's trying to play it off, you know, and they have no idea what they're doing.
Oh my
gosh,
meal?
It was like a family picnic, but on an airplane.
It's like we're in South Park.
That's amazing.
I love that. No, thanks for your call, mate. Cheers.
Day.
Bye-bye. Well, that was funny. Chris Fade, he went to Georgia,
yeah,
didn't
he? Yeah, he went to Georgia with his friend, yeah.
Who we got here? Osama, good morning.
Good morning. IOC. Hi, Pretty. Good morning.
Good morning. Craziest thing you've seen on a flight, what is it?
Yeah,
I was actually once flying in a very short flight. It was like 2 hours flight. And, you know, those tiny seats in economy. And I was speaking to the passenger next to me. And we were having our meal. And once he's done with his meal, casually, he just grabbed his vape and he starts vaping. And he said,
no!
After lunch, I had to take my vape. And I was like, really? Are you doing that? The funny thing is the flight attendant was just in the aisle beside him, and I was like trying to show her, like,
yeah.
There, but nothing. She didn't notice. He just vanished his vape, and as if nothing happened.
So she got away. He got away with it. He got away with vaping on
That's
a plane.
That's terrible.
Oh my gosh!
And it was a full flight. I mean, it's very strange because no one noticed.
Oh, well, thanks for your call, mate. That would be crazy, wouldn't it? Thanks, Osama. Let's go to Abby. Hi, Abby. Tell us what you saw.
Hi, Big Rosie. Hi, Pretty. How are you guys?
Good.
What'd you see?
It happens to me. It's almost similar to the video. When I saw the viral video, I remember it. I was flying with my wife back home 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And in mid-air, 30,000 feet above, everybody is full asleep because, you know, after serving the food, everybody is relaxing and they switch off the light.
Yeah.
And I'm not comfortable sleeping, so everybody is very quiet. And then I was near to the exit, and then I saw a lady.
Right.
She's standing up, walking around, and it's very suspicious to me.
Yeah.
And even the crew is really relaxing. Nobody is moving out. And then
okay.
She go to the exit.
Yeah.
And she's trying to find something. And I asked her, "What are you doing?" And then she told us, "I want to go down now."
Oh my gosh! We're trying to open the door. Another person.
Scary.
Yeah. I immediately pushed the lights so that you can aware the.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, sounds like
scary.
She must have been like,
that's what I mean,
fearing,
like,
you know, scared of
something is going on where they're just like, I need to get off this plane, even if it's 30,000 feet in the air. It's crazy.
Absolutely crazy. Thanks so much for your call, Abby. Well, there you go. Some of the craziest things you've seen on flight.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
That is it for us, Pretty. Hopefully, Chris is going to be back tomorrow.
Yeah, I think he should be back tomorrow. Hopefully, he'll feel a bit better today.
I think he's got that really bad sickness. Liverpool supporter-itis.
Rossi. Now, what's going to happen tomorrow? Are we going to have to redo this whole Everton thing?
No, I think the moment's gone. I mean, you know, I do want to rub it in his face, but I think the moment has gone.
Are you sure?
Even I can see it's a little bit annoying now.
Can I... Just, I mean, betting is bad, but I would put money that 100% you two will go at it tomorrow.
100%, yeah.
It's going to happen. So.
I won't be able to help myself.
So get ready for that.
I'm going to be so smug. We'll see you tomorrow. Eddie is up next with an ad-free 104. See ya.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.